Good morning, church.
Good morning.
You guys look so beautiful this morning. And I'm not just saying that. The bride of Christ is beautiful. And he's forming this bride. And he's washing her. He's purifying us. And so we're just moving to a new part of the bride. But we're going to see you again. And that just gives my heart real joy. We don't want to go to Roanoke to leave you. We're excited about going to Roanoke, but we really don't want to leave this church. We don't want to leave you guys, but that's okay because we'll see you again. We are so thankful to God for what He's done these last 2 years. God is so good, and you guys can testify to that. Just look around you at the saints that we've seen this year, last year. God has been good. He's been faithful. He created us, right, to be in a relationship with Him. He loved us. And when He loved us, we didn't love Him, and we sinned. The relationship was tainted by sin from the fall, and so we're born into sin. And not only that, but we fulfill that nature that we were given by Adam by sinning ourselves in acts of our will, disobedience to God. We are enemies of God without hope. But as we've learned throughout these last 2 years, God has provided a redeemer, someone who can bring us reconciliation, mediation between a sinful man and a loving God. That's Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And we're very thankful for that. I think more than anything these last 2 years, I think the discipleship that we've received from the members of the church, older members, younger members, everybody in between. Everybody's been a part of discipling myself, my wife, my children. I think I can speak for Amber as well. We've been discipled in a beautiful way here. And part of that discipleship has been teaching. It's been incredible. We're so thankful for that. If I could describe the 2 years for me, it's been, in one word, it's been insufficient. Not the teaching, not the discipleship, but my own ability. I'm insufficient for the things that God has called me to do. But Paul says, my grace is sufficient for you. Well, God says to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So Paul says, I'm actually going to boast in these weaknesses. So that's where I am. And I think that's where my family is too. We're realizing our own weaknesses. But through the teaching of God's Word, the working of the Word in the hearts of our children, in the hearts of Amber and myself, we're seeing God continue to use us, continue to help us be what He wants us to be. I love the last, the chorus, that song we just sang, I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in Him no other. My soul is satisfied in Him alone. Boy, I just want that to be the motto, the rallying cry for my family, and for you guys too. Moving on. The final thing I want to do, it's supposed to be 5 minutes. I never set a timer. I should. But I want to just take you through a little roll call of what we've learned these last 2 years. Hopefully this is as encouraging to you as it has been to me. Just going back, what have we learned this year from the teaching? Dwight, Pastor Rich, Josh Spencer, Bobby, all of our Sunday school teachers. I'm not going to go through everything, but here's just the highlights. Do you guys remember the five-part series on sanctification that we did? We learned how to contend for the faith. We learned how to disagree agreeably. No disagreements there. we learned about scientism and secularism, right, where science meets philosophy, how applicable that is to our lives. We learned all about miracles. We learned that we're being discipled, whether we know it or not, whether we feel like it or not. We're being discipled, whether it's by our smartphones or by the Word and by other Christians. We are being discipled. Let's remember that. I'll never forget the series on Ephesians. It's the first Sunday morning series when we got here. What an incredible series that was. Living in the outflow, right? Chapters 1 through 3, got to know it. All right. Yeah, get that coffee mug from Rich. 22 truths. Indicatives, right? That way we can do the imperatives of 4 through 6. And not in our own power, but living in the outflow of chapters 1 through 3. And then Ecclesiastes, right? Right after that, we learn how to live with the end in view, making sense of the journey. And we've seen a lot of people doing that here in our church, you know, living with the end in view. We learn how to reach out like Jesus, the Gospel of Mark. We learn how to live by faith from Psalm 37. What an incredible series that was. Talk about drawing out truths from the Word in a way that's meaningful and shows a lot of study. Thank you, Rich. Amber made a lot of the Wednesday night services where she learned about Philippians, having joy in the struggle, and then the Psalms of Ascent. So good. Job, living in the hands of the God who is good. What a wonderful series. I liked 7 words that you can change your life. Being a simple guy, just like things cut and dry. Just give me the 7 words. Try to remember them. Righteousness, propitiation, redemption, imputation, justification, reconciliation, regeneration. Now it's a whole book, whole commentary there. And then 1 Thessalonians, of course. We've been fed. We're so thankful. Let me just leave you with a verse from Revelation, chapter 19. John says, "Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, 'Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give Him glory.'" For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. It was granted to clothe her, to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. And we'll see you guys again. Thank you so much.